Texte numéro 85. The search for China's stolen children. Tens of thousands of children are kidnapped in China each year for sale into adoption, street life, forced labour and prostitution. The horror faced by parents of these children is highlighted in Chinese and international media whenever there is a particularly disturbing case. Recently, police arrested a hospital doctor in Shaanxi province over her alleged role in stealing newborn babies and selling them. The investigation tracked down some of the babies and reunited them with their parents, but that is an unusually happy ending in a country where parents say they are battling police indifference as well as traffickers in the hunt to find missing children. In 2011, Chinese police rescued 8,660 abducted children, but it is likely that at least double that number were kidnapped. China does not release official figures relating to child trafficking, so estimates are based on the number of missing child reports posted by parents online and of children reported rescued each year. Estimates range from 10,000 kidnapped a year to 70,000. Most parents who lose children stand little chance of seeing them again. At the national level, China takes child abduction very seriously. It has a national anti-kidnapping task force that investigates and infiltrates trafficking rings, and there are frequent anti-kidnapping campaigns that encourage citizens to report anything suspicious. But at local level, where the first crucial reports will be made when a child goes missing, parents say the police just don't seem to care. The evening we reported it, they went out and patrolled a bit. After that, we never saw them looking for her again, said a mother, whose 12-year-old daughter went missing in 2011. The police also failed to check surveillance tapes at her school or interview any of her classmates. Critics say the slow reaction of local police plays into the hands of traffickers. The involvement of organised gangs means a kidnapped child could be taken thousands of kilometres and passed between numerous handlers over the first couple of days. China's one-child policy has created an environment where finding a buyer for a boy is rarely difficult. There are always parents somewhere who want a son to support them in their old age but don't want to pay the fines for additional children. Child kidnapping is so prevalent in China that even when a stolen child tells people what has happened, sometimes nothing is done. While individual stories of stolen children make the headlines briefly and then fade, parents never stop looking. Many say they are spending thousands searching, unsupported, for their children, fighting to raise awareness of cases that will never be solved. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, October 2013.